Yo fam, today I'm going to talk about belief around goals, intentions, what else could we call them? Goals, intentions, you know, stuff we write down on paper that we want to achieve. You know, I've been, I shared a little bit on the last podcast about not really loving New Year's resolutions and you know, I've never been great with goal setting, but I did set some intentions over the New Year's holiday about the type of, you know, man, human, father, you know, husband, employee that I would like to be. And I've been reading that. I put it up as a screensaver. I did it kind of in journal form. And I've been reading it every day, and I'll tell you what, it is interesting. About intellectually, I know that writing goals down or intentions down is a good thing, and I know that reading it every day and looking at it every day is a good thing. But I'll tell you what, when I'm reading them, there's something within me that doesn't believe it. And that is also something that I'm looking into in my recovery currently with my you know, counselor, therapist that I just got, which is, what is that within me that doesn't believe that I'm good enough or that I can make it or that, you know, that I'm not wrong? You know, what is it deep down within me that doesn't believe that things are going to work out? And so that also brings me to remember, I was talking to a buddy who just got out of jail, and he's got some changes he's going through and some new things that he's got to look at, or start doing with probation and meetings and stuff like that. And just thinking about how long my friend, and this is me as well, but how long we live doing things one way and thinking one way in our perspective on life and manhood and right from wrong is one way. And then something crazy happens and then we have to change it, and how difficult it is to reset our thinking or to retrain our brain, even down to like what types of things we think are fun and what types of things we think are boring, or what we think of as being a, you know, masculine man and what we think about as being, you know, quote unquote weak. You know, it's like, it's no wonder, I think Joe Dispenza talks about those brain cells that fire together, wire together. You know, when you've been wiring thought processes and brain synapses together for 40 years, it's difficult to change. And so, you know, I got on here and said, I don't like resolutions and goal setting, etc., but yet I set some intentions on paper and I am reading it. And even with all the wokeness that I think I have, it still is challenging to like, to retrain the brain, to go through the reps and to not have that deep down feeling of not being good enough and not going to make it. But I guess that being said, this is the solution. The solution is, in order to retrain the brain, in order to find a new way to live, in order to get around those things which are holding us back, we have to do something different. We have to live a different way. We have to act a certain way. We have to do things consistently over a long period of time. And for me, consistently over a long period of time means daily. That's why I typically read recovery-based literature. That's why I talk to people that are in recovery that have what I want. When I'm really doing my jam, I'm praying and meditating and journaling every day, even though that's been sporadic at best. Lately, making meetings, being of service. And when I do that consistently over a long period of time, much like I used to like to use drugs and drink alcohol, magically things change for the better, even if I might not trust that it's going to work or even if it doesn't feel like it's worth working. One of the favorite lines of my sponsor would always tell me is, understanding comes after we do the work, which means we ain't going to pay you before you do the work, son. We got to do the work. And once we get through the work and we look back and we go, wow, you know, I learned this. I didn't expect to learn this. Wow, this really worked out. Wow, this is way better than I thought, you know. So anyway, that's where I'm at right now. A week into the new year, reading over my intentions for 2020. You know, still maybe not believing them, but I'm still reading them. So I'll keep you posted. Hey, if you know someone that you think would benefit from hearing this podcast, be sure to share it with them. You post, like, or comment on Facebook. And hey, if you listen to it on a podcast platform, why don't you give me a review? Let me know what you think. If you think it's great, let me know. If you think it sucks, do that too. Holler at your boy, Joe.